Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A pivotal year for Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks awaits this season, and these are my best and worst case scenarios for South Carolina football this season, guys. Let me preface by saying this. Best case, worst case. These are not predictions. These are simply what's the ceiling and what's the floor of the football team, in my opinion. Also, guys, the way that we figure this out, it's not best case 12-0, worst case 12-0, or excuse me, 0-12. It's realistic best case and worst case. So every single football team has a number of questions, right? The best case is assuming the majority of the questions work out in the positive. The worst case is assuming the majority of the questions work out in the negative. So with that being said, guys, let's pull up South Carolina's 2024 schedule. And the first thing that jumps out, of course, you open up with ODU at home in the season opener, right? You got a brand new quarterback in Lenora Sellers. His first SEC game at Kentucky, a pivotal football game for this program and for this team and setting the tone for the 2024 season, right? You've won, what is it, two or three straight in this series. South Carolina will need to win that one. You get LSU at home, Akron and non-conference. You got Ole Miss. You got at Bama, at Oklahoma, Texas A&M. This is a tough schedule. This is one of the tougher schedules in the SEC. Gamecock fans are used to hearing that. At Vandy, should be a layup. You get Missouri at home. Streak's got to end at some point, right? You get Wofford at home and then at Clemson in the rivalry game matchup. Guys, let's start with the best case scenario. And again, you got a brand new starting quarterback in Lenora Sellers who takes over for Spencer Rattler. The big question all offseason is, are you going to get the same amount of production from him as you did from Rattler? Because as bad as the record was last year, Spencer Rattler put this team on his back and did everything he could to will them to victory on a weekly basis. But as important as Lenora Sellers is, and he's wildly important, don't get me wrong, how far does the offensive line come? That's the big question. Is there a running game to help support a young quarterback? Best case scenario would be assuming the offensive line has taken major steps forward. Rocket Sanders, Oscar Attaway, the rest of that running back room are at minimum serviceable. Let's call them above average, right? Rocket Sanders gets closer to that 2022 form. He's one of the SEC's running backs. Maybe he challenges to rush for 1,000 yards at the wide receiver position. Maybe Nick Harbor takes that next step. There's some young guys in that room that emerge. Maybe a Joshua Simon at tight end breaks out and has a big season. And on the defensive side, best case, we see South Carolina pick up where they left off the end of last season. Because the defense last year, guys, for 90% of the season was abysmal. Last couple games, Kentucky, Clemson, you saw that defense playing much better. Maybe they stick with a 3-3-5. Maybe they don't, but the defense comes along. Some of that new transfer portal talent in the front seven is an upgrade. The secondary gets back to playing the way that you would expect guys like Nick Emenwori and DQ Smith to play. And the defense takes a step forward. With all of that being said, my best case scenario for South Carolina in 2024 is 7-5. Guys, when you look at the schedule and you got a bunch of new pieces, and you got questions on both lines of scrimmage, and you got a brand new quarterback, the ceiling is limited. Let's just put it that way, okay? And last year was a big year for Gamecocks football because I think it was a year where, okay, you went 8-4 in 2022. You had the big wins over Tennessee and Clemson. Last year was a massive year for, if you won 8 games again, I think all of a sudden South Carolina football has started to look at as, okay, 8 wins is the new floor for this program. This program has taken a massive step forward. Unfortunately, the damage that 5-7 did last year is South Carolina is still looked at, and in my opinion, still is a 5-7 or 6-6 program year in, year out. That's what they are, okay? And so with a first-year quarterback, starting quarterback in Lenora Sellers, questions on both lines of scrimmage, question marks abound across the football team. And with the schedule especially, guys, I think 7-5 is the ceiling for this football team, right? You got 4 kick-in wins on the schedule, or you should. Old Dominion, Akron, Wofford, and Vandy. The question is, what do you do in your other 8 games? Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. At Bama, at Oklahoma, back-to-back is going to be extremely difficult. Ole Miss before that, going to be extremely difficult. LSU, extremely difficult. A&M's going to be really good. Missouri won 11 games last year. Clemson, who beat you last year at Williams-Brice Stadium, you got to go to their place. And I got this weird feeling Clemson's probably going to be improved. So, what does it all mean? I think best case scenario is 7-5. You win those four, I said. You beat Kentucky. And then from there, where do the wins come? Maybe you beat Texas A&M again. Maybe you snap the streak finally against the Missouri. Maybe you upset an LSU. Maybe you upset Clemson at their place. But you got to be realistic when you're talking about how many of these, I don't even know if, I guess you can call them swing games, especially the ones at home, but you got to be realistic, guys. A lot of these are 70-30, 75-25 type of games in regards to it would be a big upset if the Gamecocks were to get the win. So 7-5, I think, is the realistic best case scenario for this football team in 2024. Now, let's talk worst case. Let's talk worst case. And after last year, guys, I wouldn't put anything past South Carolina. This is a team that almost lost to Jacksonville State a season ago. Okay? Let's keep that in mind. It was abysmal from start to finish. Worst case scenario would be assuming this. As high as everyone is on Lenora Sellers, he is a youngster. He is a first-year starting quarterback. Maybe the game's a little too quick for him. There's some growing pains there, which you'd probably expect, but the growing pains are more severe than folks realize. Playmakers don't step up at receiver. The offensive line is still an eyesore. South Carolina, for the millionth year in a row, still can't stop the run. And the defense picks up where they left off from the first 90% of the season last year, and they are just simply put not very good. Also, worst case scenario would be assuming Shane Beamer continues his antics at the podium, and it is a week-in, week-out distraction. I mean, last year, guys, it was one thing after another. From the chain gang eating hot dogs to kicking a locker and breaking his foot or whatever he did to, you name it, getting teary-eyed in post-game pressers. It was just something week after week after week after week. And I don't know, did it hurt the football team? I don't know, but it certainly didn't help win games. So, worst case scenario for South Carolina football this season, I've got 4-8. And again, this is not a prediction. This is the worst case. Worst case scenario. Even in a worst case situation, I think you're beating Old Dominion, you're beating Akron, you're beating Wofford. You should beat Vandy. But hey, guys, streaks are meant to be broken. And at some point, I think it's been 15 years now, some point Vandy's going to get South Carolina. Is it this year? I'm not going to pick it. I don't know, but it's going to happen at some point, right? But there's going to be a fourth win in there somewhere. They're not just going to be dead all season long. There's going to be a fourth win. Could South Carolina go 0-8 in those other games? I don't think it's likely, but is it possible? I mean, sure. They're going to be an underdog in every game. South Carolina, realistically, is going to be an underdog in every single game outside of the four that I mentioned, that should be kicking wins. So, while it's not likely, if Lenora Sellers does not play well, the offensive line still isn't very good, and the defense can't stop a nosebleed, there's your 4-8. So, my best case scenario four South kind of football in 2024, 7-5. My worst case is 4-8. What do you see as the ceiling and the floor for Gamecocks football in year 4 of the Shane Beamer era?